Saturday night. Want to invite you on out to the Heron Civic Center for the Southern Illinois Opry. We are going to have a wonderful time inside there with some great music and some great entertainment. Richard Melvin and friends joining me this morning. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Kent. How are you
this morning? I'm doing wonderful. And we've got Scott Kinley in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Skinny Jim Rotrammel. Hey, sir.
Good morning, Kent.
Hey, buddy. Let's start off with you, Richard, sir, and let's just talk about, for folks who have never been to a Southern Illinois Opry at the Heron Civic Center, what kind of thing can they expect?
Well, first of all, Ken, it's very family friendly. Mm-hmm. We started off with the idea of kind of modeling after the Grand Ole Opry. We feature bluegrass, gospel, and vintage country.
Yes.
Kind of keep that.
The good stuff.
Kind of keep that genre alive.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jim does the rockabilly, which is the 50s, 60s era. That
He's pretty good. I'm going to tell you that right now.
He has always been one of our favorite acts that come on the show. I guess Jim's been on there four or five times, maybe?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. He's a pretty humble guy, too.
We appreciate that. He's been a headliner many times.
Well, this is an opportunity to come on out. Maybe it's time for a date night with you and your lady friend, or maybe you just want to bring the kids all together to the Heron Civic Center. Our favorite place to come out there is the concession stand.
Right.
And see you, and it's like, hey, all right.
Yeah. Time for a popcorn.
Yeah, and some chocolate. And then we leave them with you, Richard, and we say, see you later. Enjoy. No, don't leave your kids with Richard Melvin. But please bring the kids if you want to on out here, because it's something fun to do together as a family. And Scott, you are the MC of the whole event right there, and I mean, it's just fun.
You know what, it's just a great time. If you've never been, you just don't know what you're missing. I mean, that's just all I can say. I can't tell you the number of people that we speak to. After the show, we hang out, talk to people during intermission as well, you know, and just get some feedback. And I can't even begin to number the people that have never been there that go, wow, I didn't know that there was such a professional show that this was going to be such a great show.
Because you're doing it just like, you know, the Grand Ole Opry, and you're over there with the podium, and you're bringing out the people, and
absolutely.
Then they have like a 30-minute set or however many.
Yeah. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then we get somebody like Jim and his guys, you know, then we go, hey, you know, those handles on your seat are meant to hold on to as well.
right.
They're going to fire up, you know, so.
It is a great time. Anytime you go to Number 9 Blacktop's concert, and maybe you've seen them in the past, and you have a chance to see him in Heron. And so, Jim, I was going to talk to you a little bit, but, you know, folks have an opportunity to see here in Heron in their own backyard. You're getting ready to go way far away, aren't you?
Yeah, this will be our 13th tour of Europe coming up here next month. Yeah, I've been there a lot.
Wow.
And rarely do I get to play an all-ages family-style event, so it's nice for us. It gives us a chance to you know, to play something that our family, and we're out of there by 10 o'clock. I'm in bed by 10:30. It's great. You know,
right? I'm so excited about that.
We're used to the roadhouses and the honky tonks where the show starts at 11. It's a 4-hour show for this, you know, so it's a welcome change for us for sure.
Awesome.
And how do you feel about playing in a venue like that? We've heard a lot from musicians that in.
It's more challenging. It really is. Right. You know, with the honky tonks, you've got all the booze to hide behind, and you know, the background noise of the drunkards. So here, it's, you know, it's more challenging in a good way.
Yeah, you are doing your thing right there, and it's for folks who don't know, you play lead guitar. You've got an upright bass guy. What's his name?
Casey Lee Rogers.
Yep. Hello, Casey. Shout out to Casey today. He's snoozing, I'm sure.
He's sound asleep, yeah.
Yeah, he's not listening.
Right. Just tell you right now.
And then you got a little drummer guy back there.
Cody Beckman, local boy also from Murfreesboro. Yeah.
So do you like White Lightning by like George Jones, or do you do like, hey, we're rocking the rockabilly stuff?
You change it up with rockabilly. It's, you know, we'll do the rowdy stuff, you know, the loud Chuck Berry tunes at some venues, and then we'll slow it down and do some of the, you know, the old country stuff at a venue like this. So,
yeah,
it's a diverse genre for sure, and it's a fun genre to write music in. We're one of the few rockabilly bands left that still writes original music. You know, we've got five original albums out there.
Yeah.
And they're easy songs. You write about carburetors and grease, what we were just talking about.
One of my favorites is The legend, or I don't know what it's called. She's called Bubba Blackwell, I think.
Yeah, Bubba Blackwell, yeah. But Bubba ramped at Black Diamond Harley 10 years ago. I heard a little girl next to me kept yelling, "Bubba Blackwell, ride a wheelie for me," and that's it. That was the song. These songs, they write themselves, buddy.
Hey.
We're not exactly splitting the atom on writing.
That is cool.
Writing songs here.
Well, you can tell that it is just going to be a fun time. So if you're listening, it's like, man, I want to go see the number 9 Blacktops before they go back on their 13th European tour. Then come to the Heron Civic Center this Saturday. Scott, what time do things get started out there?
Oh, gosh, we open the door like at 6 o'clock. We have entertainment in the lobby. You can come and socialize. You would be surprised how many people show up at 6 just to hang out. They socialize and listen to our lobby entertainment. Show starts at 7:30.
Okay. Who else do you have on the lineup here coming up?
We always kick things off with Southern Illinois Opry members, Cassie Andrews and Calico Creek. They do our bluegrass opening set every month. And then we've got Donnie Faulkner coming in doing a gospel set. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the gossip of Grinder Switch herself, Minnie Pearl.
Cool.
She's always funny.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we'll have our headline act with Skinny Jim, the number 9 Blacktops.
Yes. What a great lineup, which is happening this Saturday. Get out to the Southern Illinois Opry. Hey, Richard Melvin, if they need a ticket, can they just get one at the door there?
They can get the tickets at the door the evening of the event. The tickets are $10.
Wow, that's it?
That's very reasonable for this kind of a show.
Yeah.
And during the week, they can come into the Heron Civic Center and purchase tickets.
Gotcha. Find them on Facebook. We'll put all this stuff up on our website, too, today, and you could share it with your interwebs and all your phones and all that good stuff. So you know you want to make sure to be there and check out the number 9 Blacktops playing at the Southern Illinois Opry. Now, real quick, I've got another guy coming on later, Richard Melvin, who claims to have discovered Mason Ramsey, the Walmart Yodel Boy. Okay. Because he's the race director for the River to River Relay and they always end in Golconda.
Right.
And he was telling me that, you know, about 3 or 4 years ago, you know, there was this little kid that just showed up with a guitar, and as the runners were crossing the finish line, his grandpa and him were out there, and he was just...
that would be him.
So, can you say, because he was on the Opry, he was in here, pardon me, I get all choked up when I talk about Mason Ramsey. He was in here about a year ago, a little over a year ago.
Yeah, you and I.
And you said, we're going to have Mason Ramsey back. Is he going to be back?
Yes.
Okay.
I had Mason booked for our May show, May 19th show.
Long before the Ellen show.
Long before he became worldwide famous.
Right.
And I've been sitting on pins and needles.
Right.
Seeing if they were going to honor that commitment.
Yeah.
And I talked to his grandfather yesterday, and he is going to be there.
Wow.
May 19th, we only have 300 tickets, so people better get their tickets early.
I tell you what, you may want to do that. Go to the Heron Civic Center. Think about it. Because I know, like, well, my daughter and my stepdaughter. I don't know if my stepdaughter is too crazy about them. But I think she's, you know, it's one of them deals, you know. I, myself, am a fan. And so I have the boots. And sometimes I walk into Walmart yodeling. But I've not gotten...
You're not on the Ellen show yet.
I've not got an invitation to go to the Ellen show. I'll put it that way.
She gets escorted out of there when you do it.
Right. They just kind of leave like there's some weirdo over here.
You out.
Out.
But yeah.
It's just going to be a fun deal. So there's always something going on. There's always great entertainment. This Saturday night, don't miss the number 9 Blacktops before they head over across the pond at the Southern Illinois Opry. Hey, guys, thanks for being in here.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.